Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 410, 69 degrees here on this Thursday, October 2nd, 2025. 69 degrees outside. Beautiful day, beautiful morning. Yes, fall is here. And I did see that yesterday, was the last day before 7 o'clock in the morning that the sun rises. We lose a minute or two every morning moving forward. Today, I believe, was 7:01. Tomorrow will be 7:02 or 7:03, and it so on and so on, with December 21st being the shortest day, I believe, the winter solstice. So get the most out of your days. They're dwindling down. We lose about 3 minutes each day here. So Donald Trump today made a statement that's starting to get some buzz in the media, said that we are in an armed conflict with the drug cartels. And we have had our military strike drug narco-terrorists in the Southern Caribbean off the coast of Venezuela and international waters. So what exactly does that mean? And how does it benefit us? Well, there's also a story today where a Sinaloa cartel leader admits to CNN during an interview that Trump's border crackdown is stifling criminal operations. So I would say it is having some sort of impact. Not only border security, but of course this designating narco-terrorists as terrorists. An alleged Sinaloa cartel leader admitted in an interview to CNN that President Trump's aggressive border policies have made the illegal work of the powerful Mexican drug gang more difficult. An anonymous member of El Chapo's former gang explained that Trump's immigration and drug policies have put a damper on their black market tradecraft in a bizarre interview with the news station's senior national correspondent David Culver in the back of an SUV. Listen, as much as I don't like CNN, if you're going to meet a suspected cartel leader and interviewing them in the back of your SUV, you got to give props for that. From killing to coordinating smuggling operations, he says he's done it all, Culver said. Do you think what President Trump has been doing has been making your job tougher? He asked the confessed killer and cartel boss. Oh, yeah, the gang member said. Dressed in a black mask, sunglasses, black gloves, and a hat to conceal his identity, admitted flatly, yes, absolutely yes. So it's becoming more difficult, you think? Asked the CNN host. Yep, the supposed gangbanger said. Now he's supposed. Well, I'm sure they went and interviewed, and because he's not saying what they want, he's supposed, allegedly gang cartel member. The basis of their whole article, their whole interview, was interviewing a dangerous killer cartel member. But as soon as he starts saying, oh, you know, he's not answering the questions the way we want. Well, he's supposed. We don't know. We just spent tens of thousands of dollars to arrange this interview. And just to only doubt his credibility. CNN further reported, revealed that cartels are charging much more to get migrants across the southern border than in the U.S. because the Trump crackdown on illegal migration. Border hoppers are expected to pay $10,000 each instead of the about $6,500 per person prior to the Trump-era policies. The hardened criminal said that though he has killed people, he considers himself a good person. I did what I had to do, he said. In an interview, the cartel leader expressed that he came forward to speak with CNN, hoping to deter others from joining the drug gang. Now I guess he's got a sense of conscience, this killer drug cartel leader. It's not a life. It's not good, the man said in broken English. Once you get in, you can't get out, he warned in Spanish. Well, allegedly, you can give interviews with CNN in the back of an SUV, dressed in all black and sunglasses, like they're not going to figure out who you are. The anonymous man is not the first Sinaloa cartel member to credit Trump administration for his robust approach to halting the human and drug trafficking operations at the southern border. Margarito J. Flores Jr., who made millions with his twin brother as members of El Chapo's cartel, praised the president in an interview last month. I think the aggressive approach is going to send a strong message to every drug trafficker across Latin America that places like Venezuela that used to as a transport hub for Mexican cartels and Colombian organizations. The aggressive approach is continuing with the United States prepping the attacks against drug gangs deep inside Venezuela, according to an NBC News report. Deep inside Venezuela.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
As per NBC News, again, I'll read that again. Continuing with the United States prepping for attacks against drug gangs deep inside Venezuela. And that's according to NBC News reports. Now, you may have people, and you do. We saw the interviews with them after our military blew up boats carrying massive amounts of drugs and narco-terrorists, because that's what they are. Listen, if you're transporting these drugs that are meant to kill our people, you're a terrorist. Just like I think anyone, including American citizens, that are caught manufacturing or transporting fentanyl or fentanyl-derived products or synthetic fentanyl should be charged with attempted murder, because the outcome of the use of those drugs is murder. On one hand, we say how dangerous and deadly these drugs are, to the fact that our tax dollars are paying for Narcan all over the place that individuals could just get. You can get a prescription. You print a prescription online at our health department, and you can go into any pharmacy and buy Narcan just to have, just in case you get exposed, someone you know, or so you see, if you want to be a good Samaritan. The problem is that bad and that deadly that you can literally print a prescription off the internet to get one. They have vending machines in some cities where you could just get it. They give it away all the time. But yet we're not properly charging the people that are distributing and creating these drugs. Now I understand the precursor drugs are coming from China. They're getting in through Canada and Mexico. There's presses in not only Mexico where it's being made and manufactured there and brought into the country. Well, that's getting harder and harder to do. Just like our United States Mail and our UPS services and FedEx and all that. They've done a tremendous job over the years. And we always like to place blame. You know, it was the pharmaceutical companies with their overprescription of opioids. Then it was China and Mexico. And then let's target those we have the best access to and send a no-nonsense message. If you are caught manufacturing, smuggling, or dealing fentanyl, and I'm not talking you have a couple pills in your pocket, come up with a realistic. You know, if you have over 1,000 fentanyl pills, or if you are manufacturing fentanyl on a larger than just your street corner guy or gal operation, if you are transporting amounts, I'm talking in the pounds, you should be arrested for attempted murder and be put in jail, minimum. Sentences like 20 years. And promote that and push it out there on the media. And have everybody buy into that from, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, I don't care what kind of media outlet you're on, because these drugs do not differentiate what your politics are. They don't care how much money you make. They are going to kill you if you are exposed to them. And we need to start treating them. And I understand we're still trying to recover from the over prosecution of crack cocaine back in the day where they said, you know, we overcharged the wrong people and we didn't direct it properly. No, it was crack cocaine was an epidemic. I worked in New York City when it was at its height, late 80s, early 90s. It was a scary drug turning entire neighborhoods into zombies. You see movies like New Jack City, and those movies were based off of real projects. The 40 Projects in Queens was where it was based off of, and a guy named Supreme, the drug dealer. You can simply read these things up. Look them up. Where a lot of our big rappers of the day, LL Cool J, the Fat Boys, Run DMC, that whole enterprise, 50 Cent, Ja Rule, that whole crew came about as entertainment for these massive drug gangs in that area. And it was all run by a guy named Supreme. And that's what the movie New Jack City was kind of loosely based off of. Yes, it was a fictional story, but it was kind of really happening in real life if you work there. And you could look up the stories. They were responsible for killing Eddie Burns, the cop who was sitting in front of a witness's house, and they executed him to send a message. We need to start treating the people who are closely accessible to us, these manufacturers, these transporters, these people dealing it here in the United States, and hammer them with the maximum penalty we can and put them away and throw away the key and publicize that to everyone. Yes, going after the sources, be it in Mexico, be it in the Caribbean, be it Venezuela or China, through legislation and attacks like we've seen in the Southern Caribbean, is fine. The interdictions that we're seeing from our Navy and our Coast Guard, just look them. It's not hitting our news every day, but just look it up. I mean, we are taking hundreds of pounds of these poisons off. Our military, our Coast Guard are doing a wonderful job at interdicting this stuff. And again, it just doesn't hit our TV screen every day because, you know, they don't want to publicize how good this administration's doing. And you could find it out there. It is being posted, but you just have to look for it. But why not go after the people here? If we catch someone on one of our interstates here in America transporting pounds of fentanyl, you are going to go to jail for the rest of your life. And we're going to throw away the key and we're going to tell everyone in the country that we did it. We're going to plaster your picture everywhere. We are going to make an entire ad campaign around you. And the next person we do, we're going to do the same thing. And then we're going to start putting poster boards of hundreds of these people who are now put away for the rest of their lives. Because their sole purpose to make a profit and kill Americans, or anyone for that matter. Until we take it that seriously, it's going to continue here because you know what? The request for the drugs, the need for the drugs, the people that are buying the drugs is not going away. So let's cut it off at its source. It's transportation. Its entire infrastructure needs to be attacked relentlessly. And that's how you slow it down. Zero tolerance, broken windows philosophy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.